Random House Audio presents Longitude by Dava Sobel, read by Kate Redding, with a foreword written and read by Neil Armstrong.
Hello, I'm Neil Armstrong. When I was a boy in a small Ohio agricultural town, two sources of accurate time were available. First, the radio, which on the hour pronounced, for example, "At the sound of the tone, the time will be 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time." And second, the bells of the courthouse clock, which was an important component of organizing the day. Some of the townspeople did not have wristwatches and depended on the courthouse bells for marking the beginning and end of the workday. Many did have watches, but they might lose or gain 5 minutes in 5 hours, requiring resetting several times a day, the accuracy of one's watch being a point of pride. The courthouse dome rose high above the town's church steeples. Equally distributed around the barrel under the dome were four clock faces, each corresponding to one of the cardinal points of the compass. School children were occasionally permitted to tour the courthouse tower, which, when viewed from the ground level, appeared to be a modest structure. But to the students exploring the inside, the interior was cavernous, crisscrossed by dust-covered beams and braces. The clock faces were gigantic, the hands longer than the children were tall. The experience imparted a vivid memory. Clocks were important. A boat ride down the Thames from Westminster to